It's Cougar Sports Saturday.
It's complete. Another touchdown.
Cougar Sports Saturday. Saturday. A presentation of KSL Sports. KSL
Sports. Left wing for three.
He got it again.
BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans for Cougar fans. Here are your hosts, Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte. On Utah's legacy home of the Cougars. KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome back in. Cougar Sports Saturday, halfway through the show, and that means one thing. It's our most favorite segment of the show. We always look forward to this. Can't wait.
The Cougar Sports Saturday Top 5, sponsored by Economics Partners. Mitch and Matt clash in a weekly battle of BYU sports knowledge. Here's the Top 5.
So here's what we do in the top five. If you're new to the show, our producer, Nate Slack, comes up with a list. Could be factual, could be preferential on his part. And we take turns guessing till someone gets three correct guesses and wins the top five. But first, you don't like ketchup on hot dogs, do you, Nate?
No, I don't think a lot of people
do. Good man.
Well, our board op does.
Yeah, your
board
op
does. I do prefer J-Dog sauce over all of it.
Okay.
Matt, you've been on the record multiple times about how much you despise hot dogs.
Yeah, I don't like hot dogs. You're absolutely right. So I don't even know why I'm arguing this, but if I was starving and had to eat one, I would reach for the ketchup.
Wait, so you whenever you go to Sam's Club or Costco, you're not
never
caving?
Never. In fact, it's disgusting. My wife will sometimes order it, and I see, look. Anytime I see a dog pulled out of boiling water, I'm instantly out. I think I've mentioned that before.
Yes.
I'm 100% out. No soaking dogs placed in a bun for me.
It's not a dog. You don't really know what it is.
The Costco dog or the Sam's Club dog
That's
is just
part of the problem.
It's like that old TikTok sound. It's like a reward. Like that just, you got to get that at the end of the store run.
I'm actually boycotting Costco's food in general because they got rid of the churro.
Oh wow! I didn't realize that.
You didn't know that? The churro was gone.
That was
a go to. A slice of pizza and sometimes a churro.
Yeah, the za is pretty.
You
good.
Go for the dog. What's the za?
Pizza.
Oh yeah,
I just love calling it za.
Is that a thing?
Slice
the
of
za. Have you heard of that before?
No, I might start using it.
let's get some za, brah.
Top five za right now. No, okay. Well, we're taking away from your time, Nate. What's the topic this week for the top five?
Well, today we're 30 days away from watching BYU cut down the nets as national champion.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Okay, maybe not, but the national championship is 30 days away.
Okay.
And with that number in mind, 30, we'll be taking a look back at the five most recent BYU players that have scored 30 points or more in a game.
All right.
So that's the top five today.
I like that.
And Matt's going to be starting up.
Wow. 30 points or more in a game. Do we have to name the opponent like when it happened or just the player?
No, just the player.
All right, let's go with Elijah Bryant.
Elijah Bryant, number four on the list. It was him against Portland, his most recent game over 30, and that was on February 23rd. He went for 39, 10 of 17 shooting, 7 of 12 from 3, 12 for 12 from the free throw line.
My memory of Elijah Bryant is just an ISO guy that could get you a bucket. Like, and that's honestly something that this current team could really use. And I think that's a Dawson Baker skill set that we'll see next year. Just when things are breaking down at the end of a game against Iowa State down one, do you have a guy that you can just, you know, is going to get a look? Whether it goes in, that's just a game of basketball. But sometimes I wish this team had an ISO guy that you could just dump it down to.
And not only was he an ISO guy, he was a 50-40-90 guy.
Right.
Like, he was so efficient. When he put up shots, it was pretty incredible, and that's why he had chances to play at the highest stages of basketball, in the NBA, in the EuroLeague.
Yep.
He's a champion, too.
Mitch, you're up.
Let's go Tyler Haws.
Tyler Haws, number seven on the list, and that came against Ole Miss in that NCAA tournament game.
Oh,
yeah, number seven, so there's six more recent than him.
Let's go with Alex Barcelo.
Pepperdine.
Yep, Pepperdine, February 12, 2022, 33 points. On the note of Pepperdine, we got to address this real quick. Just the Pepperdine Pacific game a couple days ago. That was nuts.
What happened?
It was 58-9 at halftime.
The game started out like 26-0 Pacific.
Pepperdine had 9 points.
And it just
Pacific.
And then Pacific did. Our good friend Greg Rebell had an epic tweet or post. Pacific couldn't throw it in the ocean.
Oh boy. With a colon and then some more commentary.
It was a good tweet. It was just
Ocean
very...
Tales, colon, Pacific.
It was very good from Greg. I liked it.
So good. But yes, Alex Barcelo, 33 points. He was 9 of 10 from 3 against Pepperdine that day.
Yeah, dang. And Pepperdine's social media team was on fire on X. They had this great tweet where it said, you know, the ESPN Plus 30 for 30 library. I don't even – it was just – that's all he wrote because they were so bored with the game. It was just so funny. It was
they
like,
were like, is this what Gonzaga feels like every night?
Oh, and I just thought to myself, man, I just really miss that Orleans Arena. Not. No. I can't wait for T-Mobile Center, baby.
All right,
let's
Matt,
go.
You're up.
I'm up again?
Yeah.
Jeez.
For the sweep.
Jeez, there's tremendous pressure on me all of a sudden. Let's go with Yoli Childs.
Yep. He got it. That jeez. That was a beatdown. That was ugly.
It's hard when you miss your first.
Yep.
It just opens the door.
Yep. The Yoli one that got Childs. Away.
Yeah. You said Yoli, right?
Yeah.
That was also against Pepperdine. So 38 points, 17 of 27 from the field.
What's the order of those three that I have? I had number four. Where was
Yoli's number two?
Yoli's number two.
And then Alex Barcelo, number one.
So number one.
Number three, number five last.
Okay, let's try to figure those out. So Matt already won. The rest of the list. TJ Haas?
Yeah.
Number three against San Diego.
Okay. Was that the alley-oop game?
Yeah.
Where he alley-ooped to Yoli?
Yep.
Yeah, he had a... That's kind of one of the epic wins of the Mark Pope era. You just don't give it much...
Because it's San Diego.
The Toreros. But you don't win that game, you're probably falling out of the NCAA tournament in that 2020 season. And that ended on a lob. It was like, whoa, BYU's Lob City.
Seriously.
The Lob City.
So number five is what's left. Guy who the furthest away, the fifth most recent 30-point game, Nick Emery.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I thought too.
He doesn't count.
Vacated. Nate's
a
stickler.
He did have 37 against San Francisco, but yeah, he's not.
Would that have been?
I believe so. It's the same season as this guy. It was 2017.
That was a freshman record, too, I think. Yeah. That even passed Danny Ainge when Emery dropped that 37 piece. Chase Fisher? Oh, no, that was
good guess. He's number six.
That was in Maui, right?
Yeah, against Chaminade. He hit 9 threes.
Eric Mika?
Eric Mika, 31 against San Francisco.
Oh, dang. So, wait, was that the same game?
Pretty sure it was the same game, January 12th, 2017. I don't know how
Emery and Mika both popped for 30?
It might be at home against San Francisco. So, different games, but same
opponent, different games. Interesting. Because Emery's was on the road, on the hill.
Yep. You know, that's a pretty cool list, because I'd be curious to see how many programs could say they've had, you know, five different dudes in less than a decade go off for 30-point games. BYU's been pretty fortunate in that front since Jimmer. Like, I remember when Jimmer went off for that big performance against Arizona in Tucson, and he set the McKell Center record for points scored.
49.
Yes, and I remember the record holder for that before him was like Bob Skousen. I was like, what? I'll admit, I didn't know at the time. Guilty as charged. I didn't know Bob Skousen was. And I'm thinking, man, like, BYU just hasn't had these epic bucket getters. But ever since Jimmer, there's been this run. I mean, Ainge would have had some epic scoring performances had there been a three-point line. But, you know, I think that, you know, it's been pretty cool to see just it's tough to get 30 in a college game. Like, you look at BYU this year. We got seven guys averaging 9. So balanced. You don't have the one star, but...
Who was the closest to 30? Was it Nell against Cincy?
Yeah, so I've got this list. That's a good question. Jackson Robinson has 28. Spencer Johnson has 28.
Oh, yeah. Spencer Johnson's 28 was sneaky, too. That was against Iowa State.
And Nell, That was, yeah, the Cincinnati game, he had all nine threes.
Yeah.
And then Pope took him out for that, four or five-minute stretch, and
that was tough.
Really changed the game.
Waterman had 24, Foose had 25. So a lot of guys in the upper 20s, but nobody at 30.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's impressive, too. I mean, BYU and New Mexico this year, the only two teams that can say they've had nine guys score career highs of at least 20 points or more. Pretty cool. I mean, BYU's, there's a lot of guys that on this team can beat you. Like Richie Saunders goes off for 20, ties a career high against Iowa State earlier this week. So they can come from a lot of different avenues for this BYU team this year.
And there's some notable names on that list, too, that, you know, could have dropped 30. And, like, Jake Toulson is always capable of 30.
He'll be joining us coming up in the hour number three.
Who else a couple of prolific scorers we're missing? From the Harms, kind of surprised that, no. Maybe not that he didn't do 30.
Yeah, no. I guess you'd assume with his size, like, you're 7'3", you should be able to just lay it in. I think that's always the natural assumption with someone that tall. But
I think Rudy Williams. He had a few good games against Utah. Point. He had a high 20s.
That's a good point. I mean, Rudy Williams, he had his flaws. Like, he was a one-year guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, what, fourth school, 4 years. But and then the WCC tournament, I think in the game before they got ousted against St. Mary's, he had a big game against, what was it, Santa Clara last year? I can't remember, but there's been some prolific scorers at BYU over the years.
Good list, Nate. I guess we'll take a break here. On the other side, we'll get back to some football and passing game coordinator, wide receiver coach Fessy Satake will join us as well. A lot more to go here on Cougar Sports Saturday, powered by KSLSports.com.